Hello there, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Such a privilege, and thank you so much for taking the time today just to hear the Word of God and to be prayed for. I commend you for that, and I'm so grateful for you and for your steadfastness in listening to this podcast. Today, we have jumped over to Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, and this is in the CEB, the Common English Bible. This is what it says. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. After he agreed with the workers to pay them a denarian, he sent them to his vineyard. Then he went out around 9 in the morning and saw others standing around the marketplace doing nothing. He said to them, "You also go to the vineyard, and I'll pay you whatever is right." And they went. Again around noon, and then at 3 in the afternoon, he did the same thing. Around 5 in the afternoon, he went around and found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why are you just standing around here doing nothing all day?" "Because nobody has hired us," they replied. He responded, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call all the workers and give them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and moving on finally to the first." When those who were hired at 5 in the afternoon came, each one received a denarian. Now, when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each one of them also received a denarian. When they received it, they grumbled against the landowner. These who were hired last worked 1 hour, and they received the same pay as we did, even though we had to work the whole day in the hot sun. But he replied to one of them. He said, "Friend, I did you no wrong. Didn't I agree to pay you a denarian? Take what belongs to you and go. I want to give to this one who was hired last the same as I give to you. Don't I have the right to do what I want to do with what belongs to me? Or are you resentful because I'm generous? So those who are last will be first, and those who are first will be last." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this time we can just spend together and talk about and pray about this particular parable. And as I think about it, I think, you know, people are called at different stages of their lives. Some are called when they were very young. Some are called on their deathbed. And yet all of us receive this gift of eternal life. And so we thank you for that, that help us to be just as generous as this master was in this story, that knowing that we all receive the same wage, we all receive the outrageous gift of eternal life, which is an eternal gift that lasts forever. And how cool is that? And in light of that, Lord, we now lift up those people in our lives who still don't yet know you, who are far from you, who maybe grumble against you, who it's like the last thing it seems like they want to do. And Lord, we are choosing to have faith today that you are pursuing them. We are choosing to believe that you love them more than we do. And we just ask again that they would be like those 5 o'clock workers, that they would not leave this earth without first knowing who you are and experiencing salvation and forgiveness and newness of life and all the cleanness that comes in knowing you. Lord, we thank you for that. And we thank you for it in our own lives, that you have given us this beautiful newness of life, that you have given us hope, peace, joy, all the fruits of the Spirit. You've given us the Holy Spirit within us. And so we thank you for that humbly, because who are we that the beautiful God of the universe would reside inside of us, as if we are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit is the occupant inside that temple. I really can scarce understand it, Lord. And I don't understand just the beauty of all of that, but I thank you for it, because the wages that you have given us, these wages of eternal life, are so beautiful. We know and we understand that the wages of sin our death, as we walked through Romans in at the end of January, first part of December, we know that that's what the wages of sin are, but the free gift of you is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And so we are so grateful for that today. Help us to just take a deep breath and revel in the fact that we have been loved by you, saved by you, and forgiven by you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. By now, you probably know we have a free app, absolutely free, zero money. It's called Pray Every Day, surprise, surprise, and you can find it on iTunes or Google Play. And if this is also a really great way to listen to it on your phone, and again, it's absolutely free. This is also something you can gift to people and say, hey, I think this podcast or this app might really bless you, so pass it on. I appreciate you. You are loved with an everlasting love, and please rest in that today.